Matanuska Electric Association's board has approved, in private in February and in public in March, a contract for engine generator units awarding $100 million to Wärtsilä, a Finnish manufacturer, to supply generating equipment for MEA's planned power plant in Klaipėda. Joe Griffiths is MEA's general manager.
These are dual-fuel natural gas primary fuel engines. They start the combustion process with diesel fuel, a small amount, and then the natural gas provides the rest of the power stroke. They're reciprocating engines. They weigh about 350 tons apiece, so they're big units, and there'll be 10 of them.
Griffiths says the engines are the initial step in moving toward MEA's first power generation facility. At present, MEA buys its power from Chugach Electric and operates as a transmission provider only. But MEA's contract with Chugach expires at the end of 2014, so an alternative needs to be found. The dual-fuel generating sets will provide 171 megawatts of power to the rail belt transmission system and to MEA's 4,000 miles of transmission and distribution lines. Griffiths says the generators will be operated primarily on natural gas, but diesel fuel will be a backup.
And I'm also working the propane option with them. If we can figure out how to burn propane in them, we'll have a supply of propane nearby as well.
The gas will be provided through NSTAR's 20-inch pipeline that runs along the west side of Kinnick Arm.
The whole supply for the Mat-Su Valley, the Beluga power plant, the coming Eklutna power plant, and the MLNP power plant in North Anchorage comes around the Kinnick Arm. Most people don't realize that in a relatively long 20-inch gas pipe. And we have to get the gas from where it is into that pipe, and that was part of an ARCTEC project.
ARCTEC, that's the Alaska Rail Belt Electric Cooperative Transmission and Generation Company, an entity established in 2011 aimed at expanding and improving the rail belt transmission of electric power. Griffiths is its CEO.
Today we're attempting to work together to improve the whole rail belt delivery system, particularly the transmission. And that's very appropriate with the changes coming in the rail belt in the generation package.
Griffiths says ARCTEC expected to play a critical role in the Susitna-Wautauna Dam project. The dam, if it is ever constructed, is expected to power the rail belt for the next 100 years. So why build a small plant in Eklutna? MEA spokesperson Cheryl Hines says, right now, MEA's energy is coming from 50-year-old engines at Beluga, inefficient engines. She says using the new technology could result in cost savings of 30% to MEA, so that the expense of the new generators won't be passed on to MEA customers. I'm Ellen Lockyer.